From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants launched two chemical attacks near the northern city of Kirkuk, killing a three-year-old girl, wounding 600 people, and causing hundreds others to flee. This latest attack took place in a small town, Taza, which was also struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi vowed to retaliate against the Islamic State for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned tomorrow, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. Meantime, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim says the Syrian government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but it's his delegation will be at the peace talks. They will wait only 24 hours for the opposition delegation to arrive for those talks. The spokesman for Angola's main opposition party, the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, says a majority of Angolans are skeptical about President Eduardo dos Santos' pronouncement that he will not seek re-election after his term expires in 2017. He has been in power for the last 37 years and has given no explanation behind his decision to quit national politics. UNITA spokesman Acides Sakala said it appears the announcement is a calculated attempt by Dos Santos to divert the public's attention away from what he says has been a dismal performance of the economy and the government's response to the needs of the Angolans. This is VOA News.